Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. Now it's time to know the financing, which is very important. How do we finance for mergers and acquisition? In the previous chapter, we saw about the legalities. Financing is also important. This chapter helps you understand financing of mergers and acquisitions. Now, the first thing, why is financing a merger a challenging task? Financing a merger and acquisition is the most challenging task because once the deal is finalized, the acquirer is required to settle the purchase consideration agreed between him and the target company. The company amount required depends on the size of the transaction and the financial position of the acquirer. The larger the size, the larger the challenge. And this is very time bound, so the finance has to be arranged within the stipulated period of time. Only then the deal could go further. The purchase consideration may either be an initial consideration or a deferred consideration that has to be paid to the seller on completion of the transaction. The most common mode of settling the purchase consideration includes the cash, the equity capital, and the loan capital. So we'll be seeing these different options of financing in cash or equity capital and loan capital in this chapter. So the three things we are going to discuss in this chapter on financing the merger is the cash, the equity capital, and the loan capital. Let's see this one by one. First, the cash. Cash is the most common element of settling the purchase consideration. Cash is likely to come from reserves built by the acquirer over the years. The amount can also be reached through the borrowings, equity offerings, debt offerings, or financial assistance. Whatever the mode, if the transaction is to be settled in cash, then the cash has to be kept ready for financing the merger. A cash deal makes sense when interest rates are falling. This is because deploying the available cash profitably may not be easy. In addition, a cash deal does not dilute the EPS of the acquiring company. As it leads to a heavy cash outflow, it places constraint on the near future activities of the capturing company. The next mode of financing a merger is the equity capital. In order to make up for a part or the entire purchase price, an acquirer may choose to issue shares of his or own enterprise. Here, he saves the cost of financing by cash, which can incur him the cost. Equity capital mode occurs where the acquirer's equity is a listed company, as it is easier to compute its value. The acquirer may issue the shares with restrictions relating to the dealing in shares for a limited period, so as to maintain an orderly market for the share. So this specific provision of equity capital makes it more attractive method of financing the merger. And the third is the loan capital. The target company also opts for the debt instruments, just as a debenture or loan notes, to settle a part of the purchase consideration for tax planning purposes. When we talk in terms of the loan notes like debentures, they are recorded, and the debentures are recorded in the acquirer as indebtedness to the target company to whom the loans are issued. The loan notes state the amount of indebtedness, interest payable, and terms and conditions of a repayment. So just like equity capital gives you the ownership, the loan gives you the creditorship. The loan notes may be secured or unsecured depending upon the credit worthiness of the acquirer, or the same may be offset through the higher interest rate being offered on the loan notes. If the target is acquired through debt, the deal is termed the leverage buyout. Here, the debt taken for the takeover is often shown in the balance sheet of the acquired company. So friends, with this, we reach the conclusion of this chapter on financing a merger. Financing a merger and acquisition is the most challenging task. The most common method of settling the purchase consideration include the cash, equity capital, and the loan capital. Accounting rules may influence not only the presentation of the post-combination performance, but also the financial structure of the deal, resulting in the combination, which can be in the form of cash, equity capital, or loan capital, etc. Thank you.